Good morning. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Celeste Headley. Who knew it would happen this fast? On CBS's website yesterday, they released a clip from the coming Sunday's 60 Minutes interview between James Brown and Michael Vick.
So for the cynics who would say, you know what, I don't know, Michael Vick might be more concerned about the fact that his career was hurt than dogs were hurt.
I mean, football don't even matter.
I'm not sure you want to say that to your new boss. Just 2 days ago, we were sitting in this very room thinking about what would happen to former NFL star turned felon Michael Vick, who would actually take him on their team, who was ready to take that risk. Today, we have an answer to that question, and we're joined by Takeaway sports contributor and good friend of the Takeaway, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, were you shocked?
I wasn't necessarily shocked, but it's a very good situation for Michael Vick. The Eagles have a solid starting quarterback in Donovan McNabb. Vick looked up to McNabb when he came into the league. So McNabb is sort of like a pre-Michael Vick. He was a running quarterback first who transformed into a passing quarterback. So the situation fits really well, and he makes it the Eagles extremely dangerous in the NFC East.
But if you have Donovan McNabb, why do you need Michael Vick?
There's a couple reasons why you need him. First of all, defensive coordinators on other teams, particularly in the NFC East, are going to be sweating bullets every time that they go to prepare for the Eagles, because now they have to prepare for two outstanding quarterbacks. And you don't know when they were to use them. Also, Donovan McNabb has been known to go down with injuries at critical times in his career. So, if McNabb goes down and you got Vick coming out, even though he hasn't played in 2 years, even though we don't know what kind of football shape he's in, I think it's a good situation.
So what does this do to the season? It's kind of late coming news.
He can't play until the last two games of the preseason. And so, he can go in and practice this weekend. I think what it does is that it gets teams to have to realign themselves and figure out what they're going to do. They have no idea what they're going to do because they don't know what kind of shape Michael Vick is in. But it also says something about the NFL. And it says you cannot keep a guy who's done his time and who's done what he's supposed to do. You can't keep him out of the game. He has a right to play.
He has a right to make his living doing what
Indeed,
he does best.
Yes.
So you didn't actually come here today expecting to talk about Michael Vick. We really were going to talk about the PGA. There's news there with Tiger Woods.
Of course. Tiger Woods is in the lead. And every time that he's in the lead, not every time, but most of the time when he's in the lead in a major, he wins. There's a couple interesting things about the PGA this year. The youngest player is Japan's Ryo Ishikawa. He's 17 years old. He's the youngest player ever to play in the PGA Championships. And it's the most... It's literally the most talent-laden PGA Championships ever. 98 of the 100 players are of the top 100 players are in it. So it's a really, extremely competitive field.
This is the last major tournament of the season.
Correct.
And it's grueling.
It is. The course is extremely long, and it's a facet of modern golf that they would have a really long course. And it makes it difficult for some of the certain players, but actually it challenges everybody.
So Tiger is ranked number one in the world.
Yep.
And at number two, Phil Mickelson.
Correct.
Who people say is better at these long...
Yes, but Phil has taken some time off to be with his ailing wife and his mother, who both had breast cancer. He's the crowd favorite. He's the people love him, but he's having a tough time right now. He's not putting extremely well, and he's seven back right now. So he's got a lot of stuff to make up. Right now, Padraig Harrington, who's the returning champion, he's second behind Tiger Woods. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.